At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Horns up and welcome to another episode of Headbangers Kitchen Uncooked. I'm here today with SEAL veteran Nitin, who has been instrumental in the evolution of the extreme metal scene in India. He started the first ever extreme metal festival, Death Fest. He was also part of a death metal band back in the day called Mordecite. Hey Nitin, what's up? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all well. Thank you for having me here, Sahil.
My pleasure. So the first thing I got to ask you, man, you were part of the scene way back, like when I was just getting into it. What was it like back in the day in 1998, you know, being in a band, and what was the scene like for an extreme metal band?
Right, Sahil, I mean, you're pretty much there when these things happened. Back in the day, there was nothing called as extreme metal, you know. There was heavy metal and slightly thrash metal here and there, right? So, and you know that, you know, it was pretty much a cover-ridden scene, but that was... I feel that was necessary because, you know, there wasn't internet and the access to music was much less. So the bands did the job of, you know, getting the bands from out, as in the better bands from outside, exposed to the Indian audience. So yeah, that's how it started out. But yeah, extreme metal and especially growling vocals and all that was pretty much unheard of. The first show we did at Raz in 98 when we opened for Thor as Mordecite, people were sitting on the floor and just watching us, you know, and forget moshing, they weren't even standing up.
That's so, exactly what happened for the DR, first DR gig, they
exactly,
all sat down.
Exactly, so growling wasn't really, you know, music or heavy music for them. So even for the heavy metal fans or the thrash metal fans, it was too extreme for them. That was the scene.
Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing you guys in 98 for the first time and you all did Sepultura's The Hunt, and that song kind of always stuck with me because of that that performance, you know. So, what kind of inspired you to start Death Fest, you know?
Sahil, if you go back, forget Extreme Metal Fest, there was no dedicated Metal Fest, right?
Yeah.
Back then, there were only rock shows. All right,
of course.
And these rock shows, you would remember the usual run-of-the-mill suspects. You know, the general happier rock bands would play over there. Not even your heavy metal bands would get that much chance. So our whole idea was to actually have a metal fest, and of course with a tilt towards extreme metal. And to be very honest, there weren't that many extreme metal bands then. So
yeah,
even your thrash metal bands, your death metal bands were the extreme metal bands then. So the whole idea was to just create a scene for metal bands where only metal bands are playing.
Yeah.
And with no alternative Nirvana cover bands or, you know, the other happier bands around. You know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But how easy or hard was it back then? Because I remember the first Death Fest actually being open air at the lawns of Raz. So how easy was it back then to, you know, put up a show like that?
So you could say that we were extremely ambitious that way, you know, so that we tried to pull off an open air fest, which we didn't actually do it later. But the whole idea was to really take it to the level, I won't say an independence rock or an iRock, but on those lines which it would eventually evolve into. That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
And even back in the day when there were rock shows, there weren't more than four bands
yeah,
playing.
Of course.
So here our idea was obviously inspired by the festivals happening abroad to have more than eight odd bands playing at a fest. So that's what a festival is, right?
Yeah.
Which really starts early in the day and stretches out till night, though we had to stop it around 9 o'clock or something because of cop reasons, as you
know. Always, yeah.
Yeah. But, and to get bands, see, earlier bands, maximum Agni from Pune would come down to play at IROC, or a Shiva from Calcutta would play and come at IROC. That's about it. That was the exposure to outstation bands. So our idea was there are metal bands, you know, there are metal bands in Kolkata then, Calcutta then, Madras, Hyderabad. How to get these guys, especially Bangalore, how to get these guys over here?
Mm.
We even got, you know, people from Nepal and Bangladesh back then were also interested in coming over and playing. And even Dusk from Pakistan was interested in playing for the first Deathfest edition.
So who was the team behind Deathfest apart from yourself?
So it was pretty much the Mortiside team. So all the members of Mortiside, I wouldn't say all of them, the drum, but the main members who later on became Fate.
Yeah.
So Roshan, who was the bassist vocalist for Fate and the bassist for Mortiside. Myself, then Hitesh, the drummer for both the bands. And a few of our friends who would come for all our shows and stuff, you know. So they recently passed out of management colleges and stuff. You know?
Okay.
So they were pretty happy to make presentations and stuff for us. You know?
Nice.
So the whole idea was, and actually go out to sponsors and pitch also. So this was the team, basically all metal enthusiasts from Bombay itself.
Okay.
You know, and so we decided if we don't get gigs, why not create gigs?
Absolutely.
And for the community.
Of course. So you guys ran the festival very successfully, I would say, for 4 years, four editions, then it kind of just vanished. So what's the story there? What got in the way?
Again, Sahil, a similar comparison I would do, like what you've experienced over the years.
Yeah.
You know, band members come and go. The only constant guy has been Demon Stealer, right?
Yeah.
So similarly, a lot of people share the vision, but a lot of them don't really have the you know ability to hang in there and get it passed through. So having said that, we did it for 4 years. It was I wouldn't say it was a profit making. We weren't even breaking even, so it was extremely difficult. But then life happened to a lot of us. So Roshan went abroad. You know, so all of them are in separate continents right now. Roshan is in Wales. Hitesh is in Sydney. Chirag is in Dubai. Then even for me, you know, though I was pretty much part of the scene, not in Bombay, I was pretty much involved in with Sledge in Hyderabad. So I thought, you know, let's focus on playing as a vocalist and not getting everyone together and organizing gig or organizing shows or playing in a band.
Yeah.
So that's what really happened, you know. People drifted. People figured out let's do something in real life.
Yeah.
Make a living.
Nice. And you finally though did eventually resume the festival last year. You resurrected
it. Right.
So what inspired that to come about, and you know, how did that happen?
Again, Sahil, after I stopped, I guess that's when Resurrection started.
Yeah.
Your festival, right? So I was pretty much happy that something is going on. Very honestly, I was pretty much keeping in track with what was happening in the scene. In Bombay especially. So I was pretty much happy that now the gigs were slightly increasing. I wouldn't say, you know, but there were a lot more extreme bands coming up. So around 2006-07 is when I thought, you know, let's try and get Deathfest back. So I've been trying from 2007 actually to get Deathfest back.
Okay.
But back then, if you see, B69 had started after Resurrection stopped.
Yeah.
There was B69, where there were regular gigs happening. So there weren't that much a need of a festival as such because there were regular gigs happening.
Correct.
But then that stopped.
Yeah.
Then that stopped, and even before that, I was just trying to get it back. You know, get a lot of outstation bands to perform in Bombay. That was the whole idea, and of course, give chance to the bands over here. Mm. Been trying to revive it, but venues again was a bitch, and even allies, you know, it's very difficult to do it pretty much on your own, you know. Not
of course.
Not everyone has the enthusiasm which you have, you know. It's you need co-conspirators, you know, who believe in it and who are not here to make a quick money or, you know, boast that, you know, we're doing this festival and get their 5 minutes of
fame.
You know, they gotta go the whole hog and do it. So that's when I met Hex. Again through the DR All Fest, that's when I
Dr.
All Stars,
Riju Das Gupta.
Exactly.
Just for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah. So while playing for Demonic Resurrection All Star gig in B69, that's when I met Dr. Hex, and then we got talking along, and I found that, you know, he's a man who walks the talk, you know, and not in terms of resources, in terms of monetary resources, and even get mobilizing the rest of the venue and rest of the stuff. So I thought, you know, a right ally, and let's get it back. And that's what happened last year.
Nice.
In 2013.
Nice. So the festival was quite a success last year, I would say, and you guys are doing it again this year.
Absolutely.
So could you tell us a little bit about this year's edition and what you know, fans of extreme music can expect from Deathfest?
Right, so last year, I was really it was really heartening to see the kind of support from the scenes, from the current scenesters, as well as people like you in the who have attended Fest in the past and played Fest in the past. So, and to actually see the turnout. I mean, eventually we all can talk about it and glorify and get nostalgic and shit, you know. But you gotta come, you gotta attend the fest. So even though it was happening in Thane, you know, because that was the only venue which we found suitable. People turned up, bands turned up, you know, and it was quite a death metal party which happened, right? So all the more reason for us to get it back this year. The idea was not to repeat the bands which I played last year,
of course,
for this edition, but that itself makes the pool so limited, you know, because though there are a lot of bands, but honestly, it's still difficult to get extreme metal bands to Bombay. So having said that, we've pulled off a decent lineup for the Bombay edition, and this year we're taking the festival to Hyderabad.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So why Hyderabad? A, because I've played there with Sledge for 3 to 4 years, and I know the scene over there. A lot of lesser crowd, but passionate crowd over there. Yeah. Sahil, you must have played over there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right. And there is a promoter and an enthusiast similar to us. Over there called as Philip Baiju, who really wanted to get the festival over there. So it's great to take these festivals outside, but you need someone who believes in it.
Correct.
And who can actually walk the talk again.
Again,
right?
Yeah.
So similar to Hex, I found Philip Baiju over here. He's pretty much enthusiastic about it. Hmm. And I said, let's take some of the bands who played last year's edition to Hyderabad and get some local bands whom I can't really get them to do the fest in Bombay.
Okay.
So that's
all right. So Nitin, what are some of the bands that fans can expect to see at this year's edition of Death Fest in Bombay and Hyderabad?
Yeah, so for Bombay, to start off with, there's Plague Throat from Shillong, extremely good three-piece death metal band. Then there's Blood Meridian, tech death band from Bombay, who's making a comeback. All right. Then there is, we haven't announced one band from Kolkata, so this is a big hint over here, okay, who we will be announcing in the near future. Then there's Wired Anxiety from Bombay again. Then there's Primitive, you know, with me and Dr. Hex in the band. So that's kind of the Bombay lineup. There are more bands. And in Hyderabad, there is Orion, who played last year's edition in Bombay. And there's a local band called as Perpetual Void. And we announced Pesakas, an old school death metal band from Bangalore. So these are the three bands. There are four more bands to be announced.
Wow.
And three more to be announced in Bombay.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And I think death metal fans will be in for a treat, definitely.
Big time. Big
time. Let's talk a little bit about your music. You have been, obviously, from, you know, your days in Mortiside, then with Sledge, and now with Primitive, you know. Again, what sort of brought you back to playing, you know, actively in a band, and what's Primitive all about?
Yep, I've always loved playing live, right? So been sporadically pretty much active in the scene. I was never out of the scene that way. Primitive, well, the concept which Dr. Hex had in his mind, Riju had in his mind, you know, about a dystopian futuristic universe which goes back, you know, to the mysterious ways of gods and machines and stuff, which really enticed me. And the whole concept is to do something very, a lot of storytelling, something very simple, primitive songwriting, you know, nothing intense and technical about it, but extremely intense. So that really excited me, and yeah, that's what Primitive is all about.
Awesome. And you guys had a single out called Taurus, which
right.
did really well, a lot of good feedback for that. So do you guys have anything planned for the near future, an EP, an album?
Yeah, so EP is in the making, but right now we believe in releasing singles. So we are recording another single which should be out before Death Fest, called as Lake Rancid, so which we played live and which we will be releasing soon.
Awesome, that's great. And since we are a show about food, I got to ask you, what's some of your favorite food to eat?
I'm a big fan of steak, so, you know, beef steak particularly. So that's one of my meat. So I'm pretty much a meataholic. That's where I relate with Headbangers Kitchen also.
Yeah.
Style,
nice.
Right? You know, so for me, meat throughout the day. So yeah. So again, beef burgers, you know, pretty much excites me. And like, I can go on and on about beef, you know, being bred on a Kerala diet, you know, where beef, people might be knowing that, you know, 90% of the population eats beef, unlike the other parts of the country, and it's not a taboo. Right?
Yeah. So, beef chili fry.
Yeah, beef chili fry. Mom used to make it since I was a kid. Dad used to make it, right? I haven't tried my hands yet. Yeah, so beef chili fry and parota, the Kerala parota. It's pretty
nice.
Much. And meat and seafood, man. You know,
nice.
that gets me going.
Awesome, awesome. Do you do any cooking of your own?
Well, I've been quite lazy in this front, you know. Yeah, but again, if I was to cook, I would fry meat.
Okay.
You know, that's the easiest to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just marinate them and fry. That's what I do.
That's about you. All right. Awesome. It's been a pleasure having you, Nitin.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for calling me over.
My pleasure. And we'll see you guys on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen Uncooked. Stay metal.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.